Welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Dave Proley. He's the Director of Engineering out at Marway, and we're going to talk about power distribution. Hi, welcome to the show, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, you know, I wanted to have somebody on the show to talk about distribution because everyone's focused on the power itself, and let's get a power supply, and let's get a cap, or let's get whatever that's got power in it, and we're solving our power problems. But it's more than that, isn't it?
It is indeed. When you're laying out a piece of equipment or a design, you need to think about how that power is going to be distributed within the design, and that's really where we try to focus. We do a lot of work for different industries, mil-aero, industrial control, automated test equipment, commercial applications, and typically what we like to do is help the customer solve problems by looking at not just power distribution, but other features that can be added into the PDU itself to help alleviate their issues.
Right, right. Because when you think power distribution, I mean, the flip answer is a wire harness or something, but we're obviously talking about more than just moving the power around from one place to another.
That's right. For example, on a piece of industrial equipment, you may have a main facility feed that comes into that equipment, and then you've got various load devices that need to have different configurations of power. Perhaps they just need different types of receptacles, or perhaps they need a different voltage, or maybe even a different power configuration, such as Y instead of delta, and maybe even have some equipment that requires DC. And so our objective is to try to integrate all of those capabilities within a single PDU product to help make that integration as simple as possible for a customer.
Because, right, obviously it's more than just the distribution. Now, when I think industrial, I tend to think about things like conditioning because the power quality may not necessarily be what you want in a remote facility. It may be either noisy or you might have all kinds of problems with the line. What do you guys do to deal with power conditioning issues?
Well, you need to look at the specific application, and then you need to look at the specific problems that you may come across. Obviously, there can be severe problems like brownouts and blackouts. There may be less severe problems, such as EMI noise in the line, whether it's conducted or radiated. There may be issues such as surges and so forth. And so we try to put in place solutions that will mitigate those different issues that come along. For surge suppression, we can integrate surge protective devices, whether it's a metal oxide varistor or other type of device like that. For common mode noise, we can get some advantages through using filters, or we may need to put a transformer in there. And then for differential mode noise, filters are very effective at cleaning that up. And so those are all kinds of things that can be put into the power distribution unit to help make the packaging more efficient rather than doing that externally through a different box. One of the things that we always try to have a customer look at is if they have a severe problem, such as a brownout or blackout, obviously the best way to ride through that is to have something like a UPS involved in there. And the customer needs to do a cost benefits analysis to look at exactly what does my load equipment require. Do I have a critical computer that would actually have a hard drive failure because I had a brownout or blackout? Or is it something else that may be able to handle that situation a little bit better? And so that kind of helps us make decisions on whether we should be integrating UPS capabilities into the equipment or whether we can get away with simple filtration and surge suppression.
Obviously, right, because you know you can put a solution that's guaranteed successful and it's only needed in a tenth of a percent of the cases and it costs you half the cost of the facility or something ridiculous like that.
That's right, and you have to look at not just the initial installation cost, but also the maintenance cost. Obviously, battery maintenance can be costly as well. But if it's needed, that's what you have to do. You just need to do that analysis.
Exactly, exactly. Now, obviously, once you start thinking about power quality, the obvious thing you were mentioning it earlier is the conversion itself.
That's correct. In a lot of equipment that we deal with, the customer will have a single-point facility feed. Perhaps it's 12208, three-phase Y, and perhaps their load equipment requires something a little bit different. Maybe they need individual single-phase. Maybe they need a different voltage than what the input voltage is provided at, and perhaps even they need DC outputs. And so we try to integrate conversion capabilities into the PDU as well to help support those types of solutions. So, for example, obviously we can use a transformer to either do a delta to Y conversion or just a step up or step down the voltage in the case of AC. We can also put power supplies in there if the customer has an AC input and needs a DC output. If in some cases you have an actual DC facility voltage supply, that's common in the military, we may need to put a DC to DC converter inside the PDU to step it to a different voltage. And in some cases we actually have to integrate a inverter into the unit so that you take your DC input and convert it to an AC output. So we try to cover the basic variations there and make sure that the end product handles the requirements for the specific piece of equipment.
Now, the question that I would have after that is obviously today you've got to be able to control it. It's not just a case of sitting up something and then it's going to passively handle everything. The day of passive power management is long gone.
Absolutely. There's many different types of control. I mean, the most basic is you've got a perhaps a toggle handle circuit breaker in there, which provides two functions. One, it's protecting your device against overcurrent situations, and the other is that the handle actually can be used to turn off power if you need to service something or,
emergency stop or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's simple electromechanical interfaces like circuit breakers, e-stop circuits, that sort of a thing. More and more, especially in commercial applications like data centers, having the control more automated and remote controllable is very important. So oftentimes customers want us to integrate capabilities that allow them to perhaps talk to the PDU through a web page and actually take a look at what's going on and be able to control outputs, turn things on and off, and so forth. So it really depends on the application and the type of control that the customer wants. And then obviously, you talked a little bit about ETO. There's other types of circuits that would involve interlocks. And so a customer may want to shut off a critical power circuit if, for example, a cooling fan has stopped working because it may overheat. And so we can integrate those types of interlock controls into the PDU itself to help protect the equipment downstream.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because exactly, because it doesn't help that you're protecting a small piece of equipment and then the big piece goes unmonitored and catastrophic failure ensues.
Right, right.
Well, and actually, talking about that whole issue with control and such, what type of monitoring considerations crop up when you're talking about that?
Well, typically when people want to control, they also want to monitor. Obviously, you want some kind of a feedback so that you know what's happening with your equipment. In any piece of equipment, power is paramount to the equipment operating successfully. They may want something as simple as an indicator light so that you can see that you have power at an output or at an input. There may be things such as panel meters where you actually want to monitor the voltage and current. There can be automated monitoring where you actually have some sort of a controller embedded into the PDU itself where it's monitoring the voltage, and if it goes above or below a certain threshold, it may trip an interlock or an alarm or cause the equipment to respond in an automated way to make things safe. And oftentimes, customers want to monitor various parameters remotely. And again, that's a good place where an Ethernet interface can come into play. Whether they do it through a web page or some sort of a command line interface or one of the common protocols out there like SNMP, they would like to see data about what's going on with the power in their equipment. You know, what are my voltage levels? Have there been any alarm thresholds that have been exceeded? Perhaps you get a message through text or email that alerts you to that sort of a thing. So monitoring is becoming more and more critical, and certainly the technology that's out there is being leveraged to add a lot of neat features in the realm of monitoring.
Well, exactly. Everything's going to the cloud now, and so you've got to keep that in mind as a possible ultimate control and management suite, as it were.
That's true. There's many types of equipment out there, especially in data centers, where there's an entire software suite that monitors thousands of different devices, perhaps the power distribution unit and each rack of a data center. And that data is all aggregated and presented to the user in a dashboard very conveniently. So there's a whole wide variety of monitoring capabilities out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you've got obviously, I mean, you're obviously just not stocking parts. You've got design support. You've got probably app notes, reference designs, and the like. What do you have to help the engineer with their problems?
We've been doing power distribution designs for over 30 years, so obviously we have thousands of reference designs which we can leverage to help our customer get their solutions to market as quickly as possible. We've done a wide variety of applications for different sectors, like I mentioned, mil-aero, industrial control, automated test equipment, commercial applications, and so having those reference designs help us get things to market quickly. Obviously, we have an engineering staff on hand as well, because even with all the work we've done, we still have customers that come to us with certain unique needs, and there's design expertise that's needed to take care of that, so we can support it either way.
Excellent, Dave. Now, is there anything that we missed before we close out this episode? I'd like to make sure we got all of the information on the table for our audience.
Oh, let's see. I can't think of anything else. I think we covered the basic elements of what Marway brings to the table. Our specialty is power distribution, but we try to add value to that for our customers to help them solve their problems. Really, our focus is on giving the customer a solution that helps reduce their overall cost and their overall time to market. And so frequently we leverage the things that we talked about, power conditioning, power conversion, control and monitoring, and trying to integrate those features into the PDU so that the customer does not have to deal with those with external add-on solutions. But that's really the gist of what we do.
Excellent. So, Dave, how does our audience follow up? You've got a website, obviously. What's the URL?
We do. Our website is www.marway.com, M-A-R-W-A-Y. And our direct number here at the office is area code 714-917-6200.
Excellent. Well, I really hope our audience takes advantage of that, because with all of the brouhaha about digital power at the board level and new microcontrollers and all of this other stuff and enhanced sensor suites, nothing happens unless power moves from point A to point B.
That's very true.
There you go.
That's what we love to do.
There you go. Well, hey, Dave, thank you again very much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there for taking the time to listen to us. Tell your friends, Pault on Power podcast on power system design. And this is Alex Pault. Have a great day.